Interview with Darth Vader.
Lord Vader, you have been voted greatest villain of all time.
Of course, it was inevitable. The geeks tremble before me. The Force is so strong within me that it took two actors to play me in the original Star Wars film. One for my body, another for my voice. We won't talk about that young man who played me in the prequels. He was whiny. I am not whiny. I am dark and terrifying. I could kill you with a thought.
Why do you think you are so terrifying?
Where to start? There is my armor, of course, which is pure genius. The inspiration for it was a mixture of Nazi stormtrooper armor from the Second World War and the helmets of Japanese samurai warriors. In fact, my whole persona is partly based on the samurai warlord Date Masamune, the most powerful and ruthless figure in 16th century Japan.
Personally, I think it's the way you breathe.
Oh yes, that is marvellous, isn't it? The breathing alone does half the work of being a Dark Lord of the Sith. People are terrified of me before I even say anything. I highly recommend you try it. If you want to get the effect right, you first have to place a microphone inside a scuba diving regulator. Then re-record the sound by playing it in a big, empty room.
Will you always be the scariest villain?
This concerns me. Most villains do not have a Lego figurine. Such merchandise is not good for my reputation. Also, I am available as a toaster. That is an outrage. Darth Vader does not make toast for people. He makes toast of people. If I must be a kitchen utensil, I should be a chef's knife, preferably Japanese. Come, vegetables, let me slice through you like rebel scum!